This is a Cato Special Podcast. I'm Caleb Brown. There is talk of a government bailout of the biggest players in the mortgage market. But are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac too big to fail or too big to bail out? Cato Institute Senior Fellow Gerald P. O'Driscoll comments.
I mean, ideally, we've got to get them off the government dole, which means try to move toward quote-unquote privatizing them. The only realistic way of doing that is to start downsizing them. And I thought it was interesting that the person was supposed to be my opponent on CNBC. We ended up agreeing. God, they've got to be downsized. They can't be such a big part of the mortgage market. If you downsize them and just make them another player, then it's easier to say, well, you know, let's sever the link between the government and these entities. They're like Citibank or Wachovia or, you know, another financial institution. And more capital would be good, and the two together work in tandem. If you raise more capital and you downsize them, then they're viable financial institutions. Their basic capital requirement is 2.5%. A bank is in the 6 to 8% range. They should have to be brought up to that level.
How does Congress go about saying, oh, guess what, you can't borrow from us anymore, or something like that?
Well, I think that first you put them into the condition where they're just like an ordinary financial institution and would have no reason to borrow from Congress. That is two parts. They're not such a significant part of the mortgage market, one, and two, they're adequately capitalized so they can borrow money the same way that a Bank of America borrows money.
Is there any point that people who advocate a bailout for these companies, is there any point that is compelling?
I think there's two issues. If they simply collapse, they can't raise money anymore, they can't fund themselves, and they can't support the mortgage market, that is a sudden disorganized collapse of them. That would be disruptive, at least in the short run, to the mortgage market and the financial markets. It'd be hitting an already weak sector. I didn't hear anybody today saying that if you gradually downsized them and made them less important, that you couldn't let the market take it over. I didn't hear that case made today. It
No.
certainly wasn't made on my CNBC segment by the person they expected to make it. You know, he argued the only case is, would interest rates go up in the long term, interest rates on mortgages go up in the long term by a large amount? And he said one percentage point, but as the anchor correctly pointed out, that estimate's way above what anybody else is saying. Yeah, so that the only great case would be, do you think permanently people taking out mortgages would have to pay a significant amount, as much as a percentage point, more? And I don't know anybody credible who's willing to argue that. That would be the best case, and if that were the case, then we would have an interesting, serious debate.
Gerald P. O'Driscoll is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute and a former vice president at the Dallas Fed. You can read more of his work on the subprime crisis at cato.org.